All right, so we're praying for Snoop Dogg right now. We really are. On a post on Instagram, Snoop asked for our prayers for him and for his family. He said, gotta stay strong, gotta keep pushing on. They say, God ain't gonna put nothing on your shoulders you can't handle. I'm being tested right now, y'all. Make sure you pray for me and my family. Now, he didn't say exactly what he was going through, Steve, but of course, we love you, Snoop, and we are praying for you. He had posted earlier a picture of his mom, 70-year-old Miss Beverly Tate. She was in a picture that Snoop posted earlier on the gram. So, you know, we just have to extend our prayers to him. You know, I guess when he's ready to say what it is, he will. Yeah.
I mean, we all know this one right here, so. You know, when it's your mother, if it's anybody you care about, period. Mother, that's a tough one. We'll pray for
it. It is, but prayers going up to Snoop, you and your family, boss lady, everybody. Yeah. Moving along, we all saw the Tiger King reality show because we were talking about it.
Now, before you do this story, let me just say, I don't give a damn. Now, go ahead. Go ahead, Cheryl.
All right. I'm glad you cleared that up.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
I want that out there before I attempt to care.
All right. So even sound like you care. All right.
Yeah, I don't want nobody talking about Steve. You don't sound like you care about that story. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right, it was on Netflix. We all remember that. One of Joe Exotic's ex-husbands, you remember the Snaggletooth one.
How can we forget?
This raggedy mouth meth. Smoking ass. Yeah, go ahead, Shirley.
All right, his name was John Finley. Well, he claims that his marriage to Joe Exotic and the other guy, that was fake. And they did it for ratings for the show. He said he's now married to a woman, and he says he was young and dumb, and he didn't know a nail from a hole in the wall back then. He's 37 now, and he's got his teeth fixed. Okay, so that's some good news. And he said he's totally cut off all contact with his ex-husband, Joe Exotic. And Finley says that he plans to get his tattoos covered up so he can forget his past. Now, one of his tattoos says, privately owned by Joe Exotic. It sits above the groin area.
Hold on, Shirley. You said this is fake?
Yeah, he said the marriages were fake for the show. Yeah.
But the tattoo real, though.
The tattoo is real.
The tattoo is very real.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey, did I say at the beginning that I don't give a damn about this?
Yeah, okay, but now is a good time to say it again. Yeah,
yeah. Go ahead.
Another
Shirley.
Tattoo says Joe on the right side of his chest, and then another one says for my husband Joe on his arm. Finley says he's going to feel a lot.
A woman married him. Here's the part I need to get. Right.
Okay.
A woman married him.
Yeah.
With all this writing on his ass about another man.
Mm-hmm.
You married your man with all this writing to another man on him. That's what you did.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to ask you. That brings me to the question. I'm glad you brought that up. Would you marry someone with an ex's name tatted on them? Would you do that? It doesn't have to be a man. In your case, it would be a woman. But would you, if another woman had her ex's name tattooed somewhere on her body, would you do it?
Yeah, no.
She could
not
get it
removed, looking at
Junior.
This every day.
Yeah, every time we got to make little Craig in here.
Yeah.
Ain't nowhere in the world.
I'm in here, Roman Rome. He on your back.
Yeah.
I'm back here.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Okay, thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. President Biden says that the supply of COVID vaccine in this country now exceeds the demand. So he says he wants to have some 70% of the U.S. population inoculated by July 4th. As you would expect, the idea of that suits Dr. Anthony Fauci just fine.
You will see, guaranteed, the level of infection go very low. You can start looking at things that you were restricted from doing, that gradually you will see the CDC lifting the restrictions. That would be anything from indoor dining to the workplace to sports arenas to theaters.
And practically everywhere else. Facebook turned thumbs down yesterday on Donald Trump. Facebook board decided that Facebook was justified in suspending Trump after the insurrection back in January 6th. So the panel says Facebook does not have to allow the ex-president access to either Facebook or Instagram. The board did say, though, that the company was wrong to impose an indefinite ban on Trump. So Facebook now has 6 months to either restore Trump's account, make his suspension permanent, or suspend the ex-commander-in-chief for a specific amount of time. As I told you yesterday, the attorney for George Floyd's murderer, ex-cop Derek Chauvin, had filed a motion asking for a new trial, alleging prosecutorial and juror misconduct. Well, now the argument about the juror centers on a guy named Brandon Mitchell and a photo of Mitchell apparently at a rally wearing a T-shirt that read, "Get your knee off our necks." However, Mitchell says that the demonstration was not that narrowly focused.
Either way, I was going to D.C. for this event, even if George Floyd was still alive. And that march is focused on voter registration and things like that during an election year.
And Chauvin's lawyer also wants certain jurors questioned to see if they only convicted Chauvin because they were afraid of causing riots. You know, like they never saw the video, I suppose. Police in a place called Banning, California, say that two Hispanic felons have been formally charged with the 2015 murder of a 51-year-old black man whom they shot to death simply because he was black. Cops say that William Amendaris and Samuel Vasquez saw Mr. Charles Nesser walking home from work that night, got out of their car, shot him to death right there on the street. Now Vasquez is awaiting trial for the attempted murder of several other African Americans. Oh, get this. Looks like Stacey Abrams became a brilliant political activist. We know that. But before all of that, she was a romance novelist. Yes, yes. So now the publishing house, Berkeley, says it's acquired the rights to three of Stacey Abrams' out-of-print books, books written under her pen name, which was Selena Montgomery, and they're going to be republishing and releasing them next year. Who knew? A romance novelist, Stacey Abrams. All right, now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.